Well, I want to thank the Valley View Church for letting us come here and do this. We've all put a lot of time into doing this, so I hope you feel blessed. Once upon a time, a preacher moved to Houston, Texas. Some weeks after he arrived, he had the privilege to ride the bus from his home to the downtown area for his work. When he sat down, he discovered something. The bus driver gave him a quarter too much in change. Well, he thought to himself, you know, I better give it back. I mean, it'd be wrong to take it. But then he thought to himself, oh, forget, I mean, who cares? It's 25 cents. I mean, the bus people aren't going to care. What will this little amount do? I'll accept it as a gift from God. When his stop came, he paused at the door. He handed the quarter to the driver and said, here, you gave me 25 cents too much in change. The driver replied with a smile. He said, aren't you that new preacher in town? I've been thinking about, you know, going to church somewhere. I just wanted to see what you'd do if I gave you too much. I'll be at church this weekend. When the preacher stepped out of the bus, he instantly kneeled and said, oh God, I almost sold your son for a quarter. Integrity. What does that word actually mean? In the dictionary, it says the soundness of one's moral character. Integrity is doing the Lord's will. Like, you know, if somebody's sad, you go cheer them up. If somebody needs a friend, be that friend. By doing this, you can change somebody's life. So for the last 2 years, I've been going to a basketball camp called NBC Camp. And their main motto last year was integrity. Like on the basketball court, if somebody falls over, you help them up. If you accidentally hurt somebody, you ask them if they're okay. By doing this, you earn a reputation. And when people see you doing a kind thing to others, that could have a really positive, reflect on them. Doing the Lord's will. Some people do it by singing. Some, you know, mission trips, feeding the hungry, Bible studies. But this next person, he does kind of an artistic thing. So just take a look.
My comforter, my all in all.
Whoa. Sometimes God surprises us with talents. Was that a surprise to any of you guys? Did any of you see it before it turned over? Well, some people know our talents. Some people don't know our talents. If you know your talent, use it to the best of your ability. If you don't know your talent, don't worry. God gave you a special one. Now, let's take a look at what the Bible says about integrity. Please turn with me, if you have your Bibles, to Proverbs chapter 11, verse 3. Again, that's Proverbs chapter 11, verse 3. And it says, the integrity of the upright guides them, but the perversity of the treacherous destroys them. So, doing the right thing will guide you and make your life, you know, that one step more happier. While, you know, doing the evil thing will destroy you. Now, turn with me to Job 27. Verse 5. Again, that's Job 27, verse 5. And I'm going to be reading the second half of verse 5. And it says, I will maintain my integrity until I die. Wow. Maintaining your integrity until you die. Well, you don't know, but that might be a long time. I mean, always doing the right thing. Like, if you see, like, for my age, you know, if somebody's getting bullied over there, just sitting there and watching, that's not integrity. Integrity is going there and, you know, maybe standing up for them. Or maybe, you know, going over there and asking if he's all right. Talk to him. Integrity. Break it up a little. It has to do with your character. Do you have a spiritual character? Do you do all things through Christ? By doing all things through Christ, you can make a difference. Well, I recently read this story about an elderly man. And, you know, just walking along the beach one day. But up ahead, he sees this, you know, younger man, 30, picking up starfish and throwing them back into the ocean. So the old man thought, but he had no clue why he would do it. So he ran up, caught to him, and he asked him, you know, what are you doing? Why are you throwing these starfish back into the ocean? His answer was that the stranded starfish would die if left in the morning sun. The elderly man said, but the beach goes on for miles. There's millions of stranded starfish. How can your effort make any difference? Well, the young man looked at the starfish, and he threw it back into the ocean and said, it makes a difference to this one. To me, this story means that if you see an opportunity to do something good, go ahead and do it. Even if people ask questions or say maybe it's stupid, just it's the right thing to do. In Miss Flower's classroom, my teacher, there's a poster that says, characters are contagious. Is yours worth catching? Age is like a bank account. You withdraw from what you've put in. So my advice to you would be to deposit a lot of character qualities in the bank account of life. Remember the 5 simple steps to be happy. 1, free your heart from hatred. 2, free your mind from worries. 3, live simply. And for me, my favorite 2. 4, give more, and 5, expect less. Now, comparing what we have and what we don't have. A few years ago, the Peanuts cartoon pictures Charlie Brown brings Snoopy his usual Thanksgiving dinner, you know, but it was just dog food. Snoopy took one look at the dog food and said, this isn't fair. The rest of the world is eating turkey with all the trimmings, and all I get is plain old dog food. It's just because I'm a dog, all I get is dog food. This is unfair. He stood there and started at, and, you know, stared at his dog food. But then he thought to himself, well, I guess it could be worse. I could be a turkey. So in life, when we think life can't get any worse, think of all the blessings you have. Family, friends, God in your heart, our RVAA school, our church. I'll end with this. The sooner we start doing the right thing and spreading the news about God, the sooner we go to live with our Father in heaven. Let us pray. God, thank you for waking us up this morning to come here and listen to what I had to say. And Lord, help us to do the right thing, even if it's hard or even if people don't approve. Just give us the strength to do your will, for we know anything through Christ is possible. Amen.